Hey, thanks for watching The Horror Show with Sean and Joel. Ain't no other place to go. I'm Roddy Piper.
Thanks.
Everybody, and welcome to The Horror Show, a show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not-so-favorite horror movies and other horror-related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Paul.
I forgot what I said after that. You throw that third person in there and throws me all off. I'm barely together as it is. This is a rough start. How are you guys?
Good. I'm doing well.
But talking to the imaginary audience. Oh my god.
Nobody's listening.
Well, no, no one is listening.
Imaginary.
This isn't the radio. This is a bunch of half wits in a room. So yeah, happy March.
Yeah, thanks.
Last year around this time, we watched Leprechaun.
We did.
And it was
not good.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
No, it was bad.
Well, I guess
it was real bad.
What is it? Time heals all wounds.
Is that the phrase? Except for watching Leprechaun.
I'm okay with it now. So we decided this year to do all of them, and this was a disaster. This was one of the worst ideas we've ever had. I'm so angry.
I was like, when we talked about it, I was super psyched at first. I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it. I don't know why, because I knew they all sucked. And I had already watched, like, when we did it last year, I watched 1, 2, and 3. And I hated it. I hated every second of it. And you're like, let's do the rest of them. I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then yeah. I realized, what am I doing?
Yeah, and then we decided to make Paul miserable in the process. Yeah.
I hated the idea from the moment I got the text from Joe that said, how many Leprechaun movies could you watch by Wednesday? And I was just like, fuck.
Yeah, it was a terrible idea. These movies, they're something. They're something. 1, 2, and 3, I'm kind of okay with. But it goes real south pretty quickly. Although 3 is, I don't know.
3 is bad. I hate 3.
The ending was so stupid.
We are going to tackle all of these. I don't know how we're going to cut these episodes up. I think we're just going to talk straight through all 6 movies. And then I think I'll just split them up somehow. And so you guys will get the first half this week. And if we can talk about them for 2 episodes, the second half next week. Yeah, so
the good stuff.
We'll see.
Next to
the good stuff.
4, 5, and 6 are great.
I think.
Disagreed.
I think, yeah, for some reason.
4 is so bad.
4.
For the first 40 minutes, I thought it might be the best one.
I think.
Until I realized there was like an hour left.
I think
left.
The last episode might be 5 and 6, because we're just going to skim over 1 and 2. Even 3, we're going to skim over.
Yeah.
And really tackle.
So we had talked about 1.
Yeah, and we're going to tackle In Space, I think, in this episode.
Perfect. Because
it. Okay, so let's start. So Leprechaun made a movie every year, basically.
94? Wait, what was the first?
93,
yeah,
94. 93, 94. 95, 96.
Wait, Space wasn't 97?
From what I saw, it's 96.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All my notes are shit.
Good thing you only have 15 pages worth.
Oh, no, I have it as 97. It's 97.
What?
So basically every year, which is like Saw level.
Yeah.
Or Final Destination level.
Except people saw those.
Except this was the same movie over and over. At least that had like a lot of different kill. Like that's why you went.
Right.
Was the gags.
To see, like, in Saw, you went to see like how they were going to torture someone this time.
Right.
Or what the different, yeah, gag would be.
This was literally the same movie every fucking year.
This fucking idiot gets his gold lost. And doesn't use his powers to get it back.
Never uses his powers.
Oh my god.
That's so many powers.
It's always like one coin. Just one coin falls out.
It's always one coin. It's literally always one coin. And then sometimes he can like pick up the cup and be like, there's a coin missing from this cup.
Dude.
And then other things he's like, he'll like see the guy drop the coin and he'll be like, hey, it looks like one of my coins.
He'll be like, there's one he's like, ah, I see the gold. I smell the gold. I can taste the gold. And I'm not going to spoil what happens, but in one of them, he totally gets one, the wool pulled over his eyes.
In one of them, he's in the room with the guy standing there, and the guy drops the coin, and he's like, wait a minute, is that one of my coins? And he's been sitting in the room with him for like 3 hours.
Yeah, and there's times where he like uses... There's times where he uses his like leprechaun sense to like find where the gold is, and he gets into the room and has no fucking clue where the gold is. Like he travels across the world to find his gold, and he has no clue where it is.
It is. It's astounding. It's really, and it's all the same. Every fucking movie.
And it is definitely the same leprechaun.
Space is not the same. Space is.
Is it ever?
Space is a fucking nightmare.
Is it ever a different leprechaun? It's just that they look exactly the same.
Yeah, it's the same leprechaun.
Wait, what?
No, he's saying, like, are there multiple leprechauns, even though Warwick
all played, Davis... All played by the same guy.
Yeah, they look fucking same.
Warwick Davis is... Wait a minute. All right. We'll get to that in a minute.
Wait, did you know he had a first name?
It is the...
Warwick?
No.
No. Oh, no, the fucking leprechaun.
Yeah, I thought his name was Wicket.
No.
The Ewok, no.
Oh, Wicket. Willow.
Willow. Yeah, I saw that he had a name.
Yeah, but they didn't say it until Back to the Hood.
Yeah.
It was the last one.
Yeah, I heard it one time.
And that was the only time they said it.
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous. Also, somehow the lengths of these films increase every year. Because they were just need more leprechaun. Gotta have it. All right. Now... Was there something else we were going to say? I thought we brought something else up.
About the leprechaun?
Yeah, I don't know.
About his powers and...
No.
He's the best at making vehicles for some reason, the first two?
He has vehicles in every movie.
Dude, they exploited him being a midget so badly. It felt kind of bad.
It was... So Leprechaun 1, we'll skip, but fun facts to note, Leprechaun was in Nebraska. Like, a leprechaun was in Nebraska. That's the plot of the first one.
Right.
Which is just...
Stupid.
It couldn't have been Boston.
Couldn't have been Ireland.
Or Ireland. Or just really anywhere but Nebraska. Why? New York City?
Any major city.
What's the purpose?
I don't know. But I think we talked about it the first time we did the episode, but I love that the opening scene, like, when would you think the opening scene of the first Leprechaun, when he's in Ireland, like, when would you think that takes place? Like, what year?
1600.
Exactly. It takes place in 1983.
I forgot about that. Oh, my God. And then it's 10. Oh, my God. That's terrible. So... If you haven't seen that movie, check out that first episode we did last year.
It says about the first one that Warwick Davis regretted making it, but now it's one of his favorite films of all time.
Well, have you seen the other stuff he's in?
Fair point, man.
Like, he probably thought he's going to take off.
This is...
I mean, this movie was pretty big.
That's what I thought, but it only sold 100,000 copies on video.
The first Leprechaun?
The first Leprechaun.
Wow.
Right off the IMDb page. That's trivia crazy. Page. 100,000. Yeah. I mean, I think that's our initial, but.
No, that's still nuts.
Still sucks.
It's not good.
The body count. How many people do you think actually died in Leprechaun?
There's not that many because it's one farmhouse.
Exactly.
It's like three people.
It's four. Four people. I don't even know if that's counting the Leprechaun.
That is terrible.
So you might be right.
That's terrible.
And I was kind of happy that our fans brought this up because the first time Sean said that the leprechaun was actually a cat.
Oh, and dude,
the next four movies, all I could see when the leprechaun came on the stage was just a big ugly cat face. He looks nothing like a leprechaun. He looks like a shitty cat.
The cat theory kind of dies in these franchises, but there are some scenes that still hold out. The one where he's in
a tree. I'm all in.
The one where he's in a tree just
just crouched. Watching.
Yeah. No, he's a fucking cat.
Wait, you think he's actually a cat?
I do.
I think it's symbolic. I think it's a cat's fever dream.
It's like he's coming back. He's my life.
Well, I don't know if you remember that episode, Paul, but my theory was, my pitch was, the leprechaun was really a cat, and the slow adult was like in one of his he was having an episode. He thought a leprechaun was after him, but it was just the farm cat.
Is that why I just scratched him at the end?
Right.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. That might make more sense.
And
than
every other movie in the series is just a continuation of his episode.
Yeah, he's just now like in a sane asylum. So, Leprechaun 2, 94. We're starting to see the wheels fall off here. $2 million budget.
Yep.
And only brought in $2.2 million box office. I say only, but I mean $200,000 profit. Probably want a little bit more out of your movie.
It's the last of the series to be released in theaters.
Yes, and it was also known. This is my favorite thing. It was also known as.
I got that written down too.
One wedding and lots of funerals.
Oh my god! Title.
Why in the fuck was it named that?
I think it was a play on four weddings and a funeral.
Well, I know that. But like,
he's looking for his forest bride.
Well, because he's trying to get married.
And there was two weddings. Oh no! I guess there were. He didn't get married the first time. Whatever. This movie. So the second one is a little more interesting, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Takes place in L.A., which is always a nice change of pace. You have small cast again, so you just have really the two leads, the male and female leads.
And Corey Clint Howard.
And Clint Howard, I guess. But he is a minuscule role.
Not a name
role.
Drop.
And there's so much about this was actually pretty bad, but I didn't mind it. I liked it.
I thought the pacing was better than the first one.
This was the best pacing out of all of them. After this one, you'll find that, well, maybe not in the hood.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In the hood was pretty good.
In the hood was the best.
But the rest of them have this absurd pacing of like 45 minutes of just like these insane backstories. Back to the hood. Is 45 minutes of just like telling you these people's lives, and then they're just ultimately dead in 10 minutes. And you're just like, well, why did I just sit through all of this? It was so fucking painful. But yeah,
Leprechaun 2 starts in 994 AD, and the leprechaun's already turning 1,000 years old.
Wait, the opening was in. What was the opening of 2? Like
back in Dublin, and he's got the guy captive.
Yeah, because it's his birthday.
Oh, right.
He chooses his bride.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the concept was good, and it was their best attempt at getting away from the same formula. Like they were like, okay, we're going to change this up. It's not just about him getting his gold back. He wants a bride,
right?
But ultimately,
but there's a stipulation. It has to be someone who sneezes 3 times.
What the fuck was that? That like, they have so much leprechaun folklore to build off of and work off of.
Is it all made up?
And they choose to just like use.
Yeah, Paul. I don't think there's.
I don't think there's any Irish myth.
Well, I mean, like the raw iron and
the what?
The raw iron.
I don't remember that part. Raw iron.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to that. Never mind. Fucking simps.
But they have so much to build off of, and they just choose to like make shit up. Like we don't even see a rainbow till the last two movies. Or no, the last final movie.
Yeah.
The final movie.
Right.
The one thing, like one of the main things right. about Leprechaun.
And then when they finally show it, they show a guy attack it with a shovel.
A man attacks it with a shovel and a girl dances in it like yeah, it's like a shower. Like
showers in it. Yeah. So stupid. No one's ever seen a rainbow
God
before.
Damn it. God damn it. So in two, I mean, where do we want to start? Do we want to go through this scene by scene? Not really, no. Right? But this leprechaun hunts down these two. He's trying to make the bride, the girl, his bride. Now, was she related to the original girl from, like?
Yes,
she was. Yeah. Okay, she's like in the same bloodline,
the O'Day bloodline.
Okay, yeah. And so he's chasing her, and it's the same leprechaun movie after that. However, yeah. I will say, the old dude challenging him to the drinking game.
Yep. I have that written down as my note in my notes as one of my favorite scenes in the whole anthology.
I mean,
I loved it.
And by the way, we should mention, despite this storyline being about marrying a woman, still he realizes a single gold shilling is missing. And that really is what drives the rest of the plot.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, like, you just, God,
they tried to get away with it and they went right back to it 15 minutes in.
Yeah, and so the old dude challenges, this old fellow challenges the leprechaun to a drinking game. And he thinks this is going to be how they can kill the leprechaun and get the girl back. By the way, in every movie, you have two groups of, you have the leprechaun, and you have a group of people trying to kill the leprechaun. And the leprechaun is trying to kill that group of people. Yet, they all do such a piss poor job at trying to kill each other. Neither of them look like they even want to kill each other.
I know.
They do a really horrible job at being like...
And then as the franchise went on, all the attempts to try to kill the leprechaun just turned into slapstick comedy. You get like hit over the head with like a shovel, boom, blah, blah, blah.
Or just shot a million times.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So this old guy...
the iron crowbar? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but they basically... say leprechauns can't touch raw iron.
Oh yeah, now I remember.
And then in the safe,
which again, and that's definitely made up.
Well, so are leprechauns. So I guess they can do whatever they want.
That's touché.
Very true. But like, I don't know. Anyway, there's whatever. You have a million ways to do things here. It's just pitiful. What I found weird is in that drinking scene. The old guy gets the leprechaun drunk, like to the point where the leprechaun can no longer function.
So hammered.
He can't use his powers anymore. And he's like falling over in his chair and he's acting like a drunk. And on one hand, you have this like magical leprechaun, which is good. I like that angle. But then on the other hand, you have this like more human leprechaun that can get drunk and high and get wasted and fall over.
Leprechaun has a drug problem.
and I'm fine with that one too. But when you mix the two, it makes no sense whatsoever. Like you have this magic leprechaun. Why would he ever be like, yeah, I'll do a drinking game with you. I want you dead.
That's my biggest problem with the entire movie is that he gets sidetracked so easily.
Every time.
Like, the movie could be so much shorter. He just goes against his goal.
He would just kill them, or they would kill him.
Yeah.
And it'd be the end of it.
So he stops, like, makes sandwiches because he has the munchies and then gets locked in the fucking fridge.
And frankly, when is he going to stop going after one gold shilling? Because every time he does, he's, like, locked into an eternal time capsule for, like, 100 years.
Never learns his lesson.
Never learns his lesson. Like, I'd be like, okay.
Wait, he is locked. Like, at the start of every movie, he's been locked up for, like, 100 years. But yeah, the movie's just, like, the next year.
That's why I was asking if there were different leprechauns or the same one.
That's the biggest problem.
Because at least with Friday the 13th, Jason, some idiot revives him with telekinesis or dragging a fucking, like, a piece of metal over an electrical wire underneath the fucking ocean. And, like, something happens that he comes back. Like, leprechaun just is there.
Well, I like
or some how, guy shows up dude, with a bag right, with him in it.
These ones take place in present day, and then when you go to the hood, you have Ice-T that finds him in like 1984.
Yeah, and
Paul might be right.
I actually liked the addition of the statue.
I did too.
in the later ones.
I didn't like
it. It was hideous.
It was the most hideous. Wait, Ice-T's?
Fuck.
Statue?
Fuck.
Or the statue.
Right,
the,
I'm not gonna, I'll save it for then.
Wait. I want to talk. Wait, do you want to talk about the statue that they made?
My note, it looks, why couldn't they just use Warwick Davis? It looks nothing like him. It's just like a disgusting piece of shit.
It was like carved out of wood.
Like, but, yeah.
No, it was so much worse. It was so much worse.
It wasn't even remotely close to looking like him.
I just want to talk about those last ones so bad. Is there anything else we want to talk about in two? I mean, the leprechaun gets another tiny automobile. It's like a little, it's like out of Mad Max.
It's spray painted me gold on it.
And like a four leaf clover with an X through it.
Yeah.
And it's like a little Mad Max death machine, dude, that he's riding around in. He always finds a vehicle. There's like bones on it.
That,
and shit.
I loved it.
I also love that. I love when any like
his greatest
stupid
power.
Monster drives a vehicle,
like the Belial mobile.
The Belial, yeah.
I completely agree, especially when they're smaller. When they have a smaller frame,
I could not get enough of
it. They just zip around. Like, he's just zipping. That was the first one, too. Remember how fast that little go-kart went?
It flips the pickup truck over in the first one. I just lost my shit when I watched that.
Ultimately, the leprechaun gets stabbed with a piece of iron.
Yeah.
And curtains.
It sizzles away.
Oh, man.
Oh.
But that was the one
and he
where
gets tricked because it's a gold chocolate coin.
He gives him a gold chocolate coin. But fucking leprechaun could time travel across the world and smell his gold, but he can't smell a fucking piece of chocolate in his hand.
He can bend space.
Or feel that it's
He can bend space and time.
Yeah.
When there are scenes in this movie where people are walking around in a dream that he has created for them. And yet he can't figure out that there's like when the first thing you do is like squeeze it.
I've never held a gold coin in my life, but I would know if somebody handed one to me and it was a chocolate one.
Especially if it's whatever.
There's no weight to it at all. And it's not even like cold and metal.
And it's covered in plastic. Yeah.
And there's just
a bunch of foil.
Leprechaun's such an idiot.
Leprechaun is an idiot. And you know what? Maybe they should have just sold it that way. Maybe they should have just sold it as this guy's a total idiot. I don't know, because like, what? I mean, maybe they did. No, they didn't.
No. I really think no. I'm giving them too much credit because I really. But towards the end, it really did become slapstick. Like he was just like
the last movies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You mean like when the refrigerator hits him in the face and he's just like, and he drops a jar of pickles over his head and is like,
dude, that last movie is just him getting hit over the head with things. When in the first like five movies, nothing could stop him. You know, you just shoot him or everything.
Oh yeah.
This one, he gets knocked unconscious every 2 seconds
and shoved in a refrigerator.
Why did they not have him slip on a banana peel?
Dude, that scene is actually so funny.
Which one though?
Wait, he slips on a banana peel?
No, the one in the when he gets locked in the fridge.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's very funny.
So could not believe it. Could not believe it.
All right, so that's Leprechaun 2.
There's actually one kill in that movie that I actually thought was kind of awesome. After the drinking scene, when he's super hungover, and the guy from Mad TV is being a total dick.
Oh.
When he's the barista. So he steams him to death.
That guy totally deserved to die.
That guy was such a jerk.
Honestly, if you go up to little people and you're just like, where's Santa? Are you his elf? And it's like, no. It's like, oh, okay, dwarf. Like, what? You can't stop after that? Like, he just addressed you like straight up like, no. And this guy just relentlessly makes fun of Warwick Davis. Well, Leprechaun.
I felt like that was the first time so far in either of the two Leprechaun movies where they actually went outside the box for a kill.
Mm. And then
Everyone before that was totally lame. I mean, this was lame, but at least they had some fun with it.
Yeah. The problem though is later on they continue to go outside of the box, but there's not enough gore.
No.
All you get is a blood splatter on a face. At most, and that's
they were big fans of splatter,
lame.
Just like things like shooting up, oh but you don't God. See it,
dude. One of the kills in a movie, he shoves his hand. Well, he loves the hand to the guts.
Yes.
Yeah, he that's his finisher.
Yeah.
That's totally his finisher. He just loves cramming his hand in your stomach and killing you. And he does it to somebody like lower abdomen, and he's a smaller person, so. the logistics of this make no sense. He does this and the woman's face splatters with blood. Like they're just standing toe to toe and he just sticks his hand in her stomach and somehow blood splatters in front of her face. Like, oh. Special effects were not great. Well, some scenes were.
Well, they wasted it all on the makeup.
I honestly believe that. I honestly think that. They must have spent a fortune.
Like, how long do you think it took to get Warwick into that
so makeup? So much.
It had to be like, did he ever take it off?
And it gets more detailed and like.
Yeah, by the later ones, yeah, he has more like details of his face and stuff.
More pockmarks and stuff. It gets, and it's a cool character. It's just like, visually, that leprechaun is cool, but. The idea of that character and the concept is just a huge miss. They could do so much with it.
They really could.
Especially
because they just make him rhyme.
Dude.
And he's not like, you couldn't come up with better puns for the leprechaun to say.
Dude,
like,
they aren't even puns. They're not even jokes. It was infuriating. Rhyme. I was so angry. No, he tries to make puns and they are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
They are god awful. Like, I know I have some written down, so we'll get to it.
I think there was one in space specifically.
I think there's a few in space.
But yeah. It was so cringeworthy. I'm like, God.
They don't even make sense.
Well, and he keeps on rhyming everything with shilling, which is the easiest thing to rhyme with when all you're doing is killing. I was like, all right, enough, dude.
Enough. Yeah. So we move on to 3, which takes place in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
This is a good location.
See, I had said that to you. I was like, I think a casino in Las Vegas is like the best situation scenario for the leprechaun to be. But then after I thought about it more, after I said that to you, who the fuck brings gold to Las Vegas? Like, I don't know. Can you go to a casino and gamble with gold?
No.
No, they'll just kick you out.
I mean, it makes sense if you went the route of, you know, like the leprechaun is loose and he sees an ad for Las Vegas and it's like just sees the slots pouring out like coins and he's just like, holy shit.
Right.
I need to get there now.
That would be awesome, actually.
But that's not what happens.
He sees his little mobile on the highway.
Oh, yeah. Like it would be like a road trip. It'd be like Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
That would be awesome.
Actually, funny I said
that. That would be so much fun.
The Warwick Davis said he wants to do a leprechaun road trip movie.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
DJ Qualls is in it.
No, you're a jerk. You're a total jerk. Also, Paul, I want to tell you some Warwick Davis facts. Warwick Davis approached Johnny Depp. This is true. Approached Johnny Depp. He said this in interviews. Both of these are from the man himself, Warwick Davis. He approached Johnny Depp and pitched to him Leprechaun versus Pirates of the Caribbean.
And Jack Sparrow. He's just trying to cash in, dude.
Jack Sparrow stole his gold.
Oh, come on.
And the leprechaun has to get it back. So the same movie. The same movie. He's not pitching anything original. Secondly, Warwick Davis also.
Obi-Wan Kenobi steals his gold. Jack gets a giant franchise of fucking Neo and Agent Smith have his gold.
I would this guy? Be all on board with this.
I would be
Gandalf.
Classic
the Goonies.
Is trying to melt his gold. Oh, wait, come on.
Uncle Scrooge.
What?
Scrooge McDuck?
Indiana Jones takes it. It'll work. Now.
Goldfinger.
There is another. He had another pitch, too.
Oh, my God.
This one seemed a little more desperate, though, Paul. So tell me what you think about this one. This seemed like more of a begging. Like, please, somebody put me back in a leprechaun movie. Not trying to take a shot at him. It just comes off that way. Because he said he really believes that there should be a female leprechaun in the next movie. He thinks she would be a lot tougher than he is and, like, really crack the whip on him. And he said he'll play both characters.
Oh, come on.
He ends the interview with like, and I'd be willing to do both characters too, if that helps.
Oh, God.
It doesn't, Warwick. It doesn't help at all. Oh, my God. So those are both very true. You could look up those interviews online.
Fucking Warwick.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Warwick played a different leprechaun in another movie.
Yeah, what was the name of that? It was like called the Very Unlucky Leprechaun. The
piece of shit leprechaun.
Listen, Warwick Davis, clean shaven and no makeup. Not a fan. Give me this leprechaun face all day. I got so used to the leprechaun face, I don't want to see Warwick's human face anymore. Is that insensitive? It might be.
Yeah, probably.
So Leprechaun 3, Las Vegas. This is our first leprechaun statue sighting. Randomly, the leprechaun is now a statue.
Yeah, because he got blown up in the second one. And the first one, right?
Yeah, he got a giant explosion. It blew up an entire well. They threw a leprechaun in a well with a four-leaf clover, and it blew a hole in the earth. So, yeah.
Wait, that's all that was?
They burn him, too. After they shoot the four-leaf clover in his mouth, and he starts melting and falls
in the
well.
You're right. And then he comes back out, and then they, like...
Because he takes a lot of four-leaf clover shots later on.
That's the whole problem with these movies. It's like, what is it that kills? Like, there's no answer. Like, at least Jason, it's like, you don't know what kills him because he keeps coming back, so nothing kills him. But at the same time, you know.
But at least you know nothing kills him.
You get to a point where, like, if you chop him up enough, you're okay.
Right.
And you've survived the movie. There's an end. I don't know what the end is in this because I'm like, well, what does the four-leaf clover do? I think it weakens him, or it takes away his powers, and then you can
heal him. It takes away his powers
that he never uses.
Yeah, which I don't understand. It was infuriating.
Again, he can bend space and time.
Yeah, but if there's a clover on the box he's in, he can't get out.
Oh, yeah, that's all
a single clover. A single clover, man.
But, okay, yeah. I think I like the statue gimmick more.
But why, how does that guy have him?
Yeah, someone pawned him to him.
Yeah.
I know, the guy walks in with a burlap sack.
The movie opens with a crazed man running in with a giant sack, duffel bag, and pulls out a giant leprechaun statue with a necklace.
Also, that guy has an eye patch, a hook for a hand, and one leg. And he claims it's his good luck charm.
I didn't even pick up on that. That's so funny. And he brings in this statue, and it's a leprechaun, and the statue is wearing a necklace. The necklace is not part of the statue, though. Like, you could take the necklace on and off the statue, which...
The guy tells him then and there. He tells him one thing. Well, he tells him two things. He says, it's my good luck charm, and then he says, don't touch the medallion.
And he takes it off.
As soon as the guy fucking leaves. Yeah. He's not even out the door. His back's turned.
And immediately the leprechaun comes to life. So I'm all in on that scenario. I like that. Because at least it makes sense. At least it gives me a goal. Like, at least I'm like, okay, these people need to get this fucking thing medallion back on them. Otherwise, the rest of the movies, you're just like, what?
Right.
What's the end? What am I going to see? Hollow points filled with four-leaf clovers. It's insane. How deep do we want to even go into this one? This one was hilarious. The death scenes in this.
Dude, I thought this was so boring.
It's insanely boring because this is the one that starts the terrible tempo of like 50 minutes of complete and utter bullshit. And then a bunch of kills crammed in.
Yeah.
Which are decent, but not worth the wait.
And then a really fast end. And then the classic mythology of a leprechaun actually being a zombie. Because he bit that kid and he turns into a fucking leprechaun slowly.
I hated that.
That was the worst. That was the worst. But the kills are decent. The woman that, like, her lips inflate,
yeah,
and then her boobs inflate, and then her butt inflates until she just explodes. And I was, like, so excited. I was like, please, please just show me this. I just want to see it. But it was like a cake exploded. Like, there was no blood. It was just all meat. But it looked like cake. It was just terrible. So I was bummed out about that. There's the robo penis electrocution scene where the casino owner is, again, the robot is, or the leprechaun is able to bend whatever. This guy thinks he's banging like the hottest gal in the world, and it turns out to be a robot?
Yeah, of some sort.
That electrocutes his dick. And he dies. Electrocution of the penis.
To death.
To death.
Oh, there's some pretty shitty puns in this one. Like when he first awakens from his statue, he like beats the guy's legs with a stick. And he says, oh, I appreciate a good pair of shoes. And he looks at the big toe and he's like, don't mind if I do.
Bites it off. Yeah. Bites
off. Nothing he's saying makes sense.
Bites off his finger, bites off his toe, bites off his ear.
But why is
he loves biting that? Ears and toes. And just ripping fingers clean off.
Yeah.
That was... is that a ring you have on? Right off.
So effortless. Which kills that scene because like you can make that like really hard to watch. Like imagine just seeing like slow like a bone rip,
snap
like
or something.
Oh
yeah.
Shit! But instead, it just like literally just falls off. That guy might want to get his finger looked at because that came off way too easy. And what do you know? The leprechaun is missing another coin.
Oh, by the way, when Leprechaun blows up your girl over there, he says, "What a lovely lass!" So I had to blow up your ass.
They're not so much puns as they are just statements.
Is that like an part observation and then just rhyming?
It's all terrible. There's also...
Are you going to talk about the magician?
I'm not going to talk about the magician. I'm going to talk about this best scene in movie history when the leprechaun approaches our lead. What the heck is this kid's name?
Scott?
Scott, yeah. He approaches Scott. Scott stabs him in the brain with a knife. And throws him through a window. His ragdoll body is just flying, like clearly a dummy, flying through the air, lands on the pavement. And then Scott goes and picks up the phone and is like, hotel security? Wait, what does he say? He's like, oh, hotel security? I'd like to report a leprechaun in your hotel. Building. And then he's like arguing with him, like, yeah, leprechaun. He tried to kill me! Screams it so angry. And then it's like, hello?
But he reports it so calmly.
So calmly. He's like, I'd like to report a leprechaun in your hotel. So stupid. But that body toss out the window was just outrageous. Anything else we want to cover on this one?
Well, they burn all of his gold at the end.
I hated how they killed him.
Oh, okay. This is the fucking worst ending. This is the shittiest ending on so many levels of like any movie, except maybe Peter Rottentail. And thanks.
No, that was more gratifying than this.
This is
both.
So,
burning the gold.
Thanks, killing three, Paul.
Oh yeah, fuck that.
So they approach the leprechaun and. The magician and the kids, they all come together. They all converge for a final battle. The magician has a flamethrower. The pot of gold is just sitting on a table for some reason. And this idiot magician is like, hey, I'm going to burn his gold. And he just blasts it with a flamethrower. I'm like... First of all, you can't melt gold like that, but that's fine. But don't worry. He doesn't melt it. It just disappears. They just do like a hard cut. Like I don't even know how to explain it except an old Sesame Street special effect. Like it just cuts to a new scene where it's not there anymore. And it's so very visibly just a quick cut.
Right.
Mashed together. It's like, oh, it's gone. It's like putting a coin behind your ear. It was terrible. And then... that causes the leprechaun to catch on fire?
Yeah, it kills him.
And then the leprechaun starts flying through the air on fire. But, like, he catches on fire and then starts flying through the air. Like, I don't know. We haven't really seen him fly that often. So, but he starts flying through the air, and it's so clearly just filmed and then put in reverse. I don't know if you caught that. He's flying backwards in the air. And I don't know why they would do that. It makes absolutely no sense. It was a very odd ending.
I did not like this movie at all. I hated the fact that boy was turning into a leprechaun.
I
they weren't even making him shrink. They're just making him ugly.
He looked like a wolf man. He didn't even look like
He just grew mutton chops, a little bit of a green face.
And just fur all over his face. And it just doesn't even... Why not just get him the same?
Have you ever seen Luck of the Irish?
The worst part was he fucking...
The Disney movie?
He developed that Irish accent.
Well, they do that right. He turns into a leprechaun and he starts shrinking gradually. And it's awesome.
Oh, have you seen Luck of the Irish?
I don't believe so.
It's good.
It's not. It's probably better than this.
It's definitely better than this. I can assure you that. Leprechaun 4 in space, the main event.
Thank God.
Yeah. This is going to be an insanely long episode. By the way.
Oh, wait. No, fuck. No. Wait, what am I doing? Oh, back before we move on from Leprechaun 3.
Yes.
Did you know it was supposed to be released in 3D? That was the original gimmick.
Until they realized wasn't going to a movie theater.
That's probably why he was going to fly. Because they're like, this is going to look awesome in 3D.
It says it was abandoned when they began production. So I mean, maybe that was the original pitch.
They never got the memo.
But the girl, Lee Armstrong, that's the actress's name. She quit acting after starring in this film.
What was her name?
Lee Armstrong.
I think some would argue she quit acting while she was in the movie.
And Warwick Davis says this is his favorite out of the entire series, Leprechaun 3.
No.
He does?
Can we agree that...
And it was the highest selling direct to... video film of 1995.
Listen, I really want to take shots at Warwick Davis so bad, but Joe informed me that he's had a pretty hard life and continues to have a hard life, so I can't do it. So if you hear me catch my tongue, which will probably happen a few more times, it's because of that.
Oh, this movie was filmed in 14 days too, by the way. I thought all
get
these
the
were
fuck out of here.
Pretty sweet facts. Yeah, 14 days. Yeah,
this is pretty remarkable.
I don't think if I had all the money in the world, I could make a movie in 14 days.
There's no way. It actually kind of makes me... No, it doesn't. Never mind.
I was going to say it makes you almost appreciate it a little bit.
No, because they were only doing one take, obviously.
And they're turning a kid into a leprechaun.
I wouldn't be surprised if they only just filmed like 20 minutes a day.
Do you want to play the Rotten Tomato game for the first three?
Yeah, we should do that.
All right. So, what do you think the original Leprechaun has on Rotten Tomato? Sean?
A 6.5.
Out of 100.
Shit. No. I always forget that they're out of 100. What's Rotten Tomato out of?
100.
It's out of 100.
Yeah.
No, percentage. So 65.
That was exactly what I was thinking, because people like it, and it's not horrible. It moves kind of slowly, but it compared to these other ones...
Yeah,
it's much, much better.
I'd say
60s. Yeah, 62.
Okay, I don't know. Solid guess. It was a 25%.
What? Oh my god,
a 25%.
Oh my god.
I mean, it's not great, but I don't think it's that bad.
I'm okay with that rating.
25.
Yeah,
Joe. 25. I mean, it's pretty, is like,
okay. Name another movie that you'd give 25% to. Leprechaun's the perfect movie to give 25%.
I guess
65, but like I'll give 65 90s, to I don't know, like a slightly bad Wes Anderson movie.
25
is perfect for Leprechaun.
Wow, these other ones are gonna be brutal then.
Well, we all like two better, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think two got?
I think less than that though.
40.
You think less than 25?
40. I'm gonna go 40.
24.
Zero. As in 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my god.
All right, what do you think? What do you think three has?
I didn't know they could just not register at all.
No, there's a rating of zero, yeah.
Holy shit.
What do you think three has?
A two?
2%?
The other one got a zero. It has to be zero. This is a trick question. It's a zero.
So three was Vegas, 5%.
It's a zero.
Wait, are there actually people rating it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We'll do the next three after we talk about it.
Are they zeros, Joe?
No, they're not all zeros. There may be one, there may not be.
There's a hint, they're not all zeros.
That is pretty just incredible. Just 2 to 3.
Yeah, zeros.
That is pretty incredible.
I mean, I don't feel like 2 deserves a zero.
No.
Like, well... I'd be okay with 25% for two.
I mean, somebody had to have enjoyed it.
I mean, I hated three. I don't think I'd give it a zero. Like, it was made. You know, that should give you something.
Yeah.
There should be a cutoff 1 through 100.
Yeah.
No zeros.
Zero is an insane rating to give. Like, absolutely insane. So Leprechaun 2, directed by Rodman Flender, who did Idle Hands, one of Joe's favorites.
I love Idle Hands.
For real?
Yeah. And he also did the Conan documentary.
So this dude just bounced back.
Yeah, and
sort of.
Well, he does a ton of stuff. The Office, Suburgatory, Scream TV series. He's
no
done
way.
Episodes here and there of basically everything.
How's this guy still finding
gotta start somewhere?
Funny, which is funny because number two is we were like, oh, it's pretty much the most coherent one.
Yeah.
It told a good story and it had elements of it, and I'm sure he was pretty handcuffed by the studio to make sure like
it was terrible. Listen, on par with the others.
Listen, this franchise is the worst.
You cannot, don't go fucking it up on us.
You cannot release this. We're editing it. Cut it. We're make no sense.
I wish that was the conversation.
Oh, this is a great story, but where's the part? We're looking through your script. We don't see a part where he loses one gold shilling and needs to find
He's
it.
He's trying to get married? What's that all about?
I mean, the marriage thing, yeah, I guess we could keep it, but you really need to have that gold shilling in place. Otherwise, what are we watching? I mean, right. I don't even know. Why make it a Leprechaun movie at that point? And that guy just was like, I'm going to kill myself. And Warwick was like, thanks for having me again. Oh, man. So I'm wondering, do we stop it here for this first episode and give the audience a break? And or do we try and... There's a lot to unpack in space.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Whirlwind episode there. Too much Leprechaun. Too much Leprechaun. So I think it's time to call it a wrap, and we will finish up this next week.
Yeah.
Can you do it in an Irish accent?
Please.
I don't know how you can not do that.
How does the Irish accent go?
Meat you have gold. To say off, top of.
Top of. Top. Top.
To you. Boyo. Top, you have to say boyo.
Boyo.
Top of the morning. Boy. I can't do it. Shit.
Let's see. What the? What the? What the? I've got a frog in my throat too tonight. Well, thank you. I can't do it. It's like a witch voice. Well, thank you all for... thank you all for listening. No, no. Is that Irish?
Yeah.
Pardon the what?
I just want to hear him do it.
Thank you. Wait, let me think. Let me think about Seamus, right? Like, Seamus is...
Uh-huh. Let's just think about Hornswoggle.
Because I don't think Hornswoggle ever spoke. Or I could just think about the Leprechaun, right? That'd probably be my best frame of reference. I just watched like 40 hours of him. thanks for watching.
Did you see his posture?
Joe just did a spit take.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. So anyway, enough of me trying to do an accent.
You have to do it.
My grandfather would fucking strangle me. Thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter at I Hate Horror Show.
I'm at JoeV421.
You can follow us on Facebook, of course. That's probably the best way to follow us. Facebook.com/IHateHorror. We're on IHateHorror.com. And Instagram. What do you call
it? I Hate Horror Show.
That's what it is. At I Hate Horror Show. So check us out there. Rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. If you do, send me an email and we will get a sticker out to you. Easy as that. So that's all we got, right?
Yeah.
Guys, we will finish up this Leprechaun miniseries.
This bullshit. Malarkey, if you will.
Thank you guys so much for listening. For Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.